We're speaking with Richard Fischera. He's a vice president and principal analyst at Forrester Research. Now, you know something about data center consolidation. The federal government has just completed its inventory of 2,100 data centers. Those are all larger than 500 square feet. In order to consolidate, and we don't know what the numbers are because every agency has a different mix, once you know what your data center inventory is, what do you do first to actually start to consolidate it?
That's a good question, and I think one of the first things we need to talk about is that it's really an ongoing and usually continuous process rather than a single event. The first thing that needs to be done, as you mentioned, assuming you know what's in your data centers, which is not always a given, the next thing you look at is what are the critical bottlenecks you're facing. You're generally doing this for some reason involving cost, operational efficiency, or constraints such as power or real estate. And in general, one of the primary driving pressures in the commercial sectors is a desire to continue to extend the life of a given data center facility so they don't have to go out and build a new data center, which at a cost of $20,000 to $30,000 per kilowatt is a very expensive proposition. So the first thing you need to do is determine what you're trying to do, what's the goal. Once you establish that, and let's assume for the moment one of your primary drivers is mirroring the commercial space, you want to reduce the operational cost of the data center. You particularly want to extend the life of that facility by improving the amount of work you can get out of that current footprint, that current power and real estate footprint. So there's a couple of things you generally do. You first of all look at common sets of applications, ways that you can reduce the number of physical servers for common sets of applications. Usually one of the most productive things to do there is to invest heavily in virtualization. And it's highly likely that a lot of these non-consolidated environments are already well on the way to virtualizing their environments in greater or lesser degrees.
Yeah, because I want to ask you something about that, because if you take a 1,000-square-foot data center, for example, and it's full, you can't simply move it into another 1,000-square-foot because the stuff won't fit. So that's why the virtualizing comes in beforehand.
Yes, that's a key part of it, because just virtualizing the workloads will usually, on a conservative level, can reduce the number of physical servers by a factor of 2 to 4, and that's being pretty conservative. Most, particularly Intel servers, I should say x86. I don't want to pick on Intel per se. It's really a function of the kind of workloads that are run on these x86 servers. Most of these servers are very poorly utilized, and they will have utilization in the sometimes down to the low single digits, certainly generally not more than the mid-teens in terms of percentage of resources used. So it's very easy to stack multiple workloads on a single server.
So it's like a Ferrari going 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, pretty. There's a ton of analogies, but that's a good one. Yeah, it's like a Ferrari going. Probably a better analogy is like loading up a big tractor trailer and putting one suitcase in it.
Okay, let me ask you this question though before we get too deep into the technology, and this is a matter for the CIOs and their staffs. But if I'm a program manager or an agency manager, should I worry about what's going on? If the work I'm doing as an agency, my mission depends on that data center or those data centers.
Well, you certainly want to worry about whether it's going to be executed correctly. And it's not a trivial matter to start consolidating data centers without interrupting workloads. In the commercial sector, these major consolidations are almost never done without substantial outside assistance, because as a rule of thumb, most IT organizations are not in any sense overstaffed right now. So if you have an IT staff that's just barely keeping their heads above water doing the kinds of operations you're doing right now, asking them to invest time in a huge additional increment of effort in order to get some future benefit in operations, they just don't have the capacity.
We're speaking with Richard Fischera. He's a vice president and principal analyst at Forrester Research. So it sounds like there's some considerable cost. Can you give any metrics based on, say, the percentage of the annual IT budget, for example, or something like that, that people can anticipate spending for a data center consolidation effort?
It's almost illegal in the consulting world not to have an answer to something like that. But I really would hesitate to give you an answer because it's highly variable. It depends on what the IT budget is and how complex the consolidation is.
But it's real money.
It's real money, and probably it's real money that's going to go to outside services, not funny money that's going to be reallocated on an internal budget.
And how long does it take to do this? And then once you've done the actual physical reduction, then do you get immediate payoff?
The time to do a consolidation program, starting, let's hypothetically assume that the things we're going to do are virtualize the workloads and then potentially actually replace some of the physical servers because we want to get better, we want to get more power efficient for the given workloads. This probably you're talking multiple months to a couple of years, depending on the size. Really big consolidation programs involving multiple data centers and thousands of servers I have seen take years.
And how do you know what your end state should be? I mean, how do you say the Department of Defense, I think in the latest inventory, had 772 data centers. How do they know what the right number is before they embark?
That's part of the process. And for a single, my first impulse is to say that this is insane to undertake this as a single master project. And this is possibly my own bias against the typical fate of huge projects like this. The end state is going to be dictated by the results of a serious look at the workloads and the workloads and the consolidation methodology. But as a rule of thumb, you can easily think about consolidating. I've seen, for example, Hewlett Packard, who I worked for several years. Hewlett Packard consolidated from 87, approximately 87 data centers down to three that were actually kind of mirrored pairs. So they went to three logical data centers down from 87. The process took several years. In the course of doing that, they went from about, 18,000 servers to 14,000, but the business was growing as they executed this. I worked on and off with a major multinational petroleum company that went from several hundred data centers to the end state was approximately half a dozen plus a handful of very specialized processing centers for some specialized applications. So the numbers vary. The end savings, in terms of an operational savings from a poorly consolidated to a well consolidated, your operational cost on a workload basis should be 30%. Better. You should be able to run that data center for at least 30, at least with a 30-50% cut and 30% cut in your operations. More significantly than just the consolidation, there are other things like standardization and changing your internal processes that usually factor into this, because you generally do not undertake a big consolidation program like this without also changing fundamental things about the way you operate. And those spin off much greater benefits than just the physical consolidation.
Okay, and the other question I had was, besides operational cost, do you also save on rent? And I guess utilities are part of the operational cost, but can agencies expect to save on rent and real estate type of costs?
They can certainly save on rent and real estate by virtue of the fact that they're going to free up space. Because one of the, if they have 700 and some odd data centers?
Something like that was the Defense Department, yep.
Yeah, I mean, the final number, and this, again, this depends on the degree to which the organization allows it. This 700 number could collapse to one-tenth the number easily. So they're going to have a lot of spare real estate. At the same time, they may have to invest significant amounts in some of the new facilities. In order to get them to handle the increased workload. But yes, I would expect in the end they're going to save a ton on real estate because they'll have a lot of surplus space that they can get rid of. The operation cost per workload in the new facilities will be substantially lower. Now, you may have a re-engineered facility, And this is an important issue they have to deal with and decide early on. They may not be able to retrofit an existing facility. They may have to build or modify a data center space to take the consolidated workload, which in the end will be cheaper for them.
Okay,
So the cost per workload should be lower even if the actual new consolidated facility is higher, and the additional savings from process and infrastructure standardization will be extremely high as well.
Okay,
as a rule of thumb, a single dollar of capital expense usually drags along about $5 of operating expense during its lifespan. So you've got a tremendous amount of leverage on any investment that reduces the operating expense.
Okay. Actually, that's about more than I can use in the radio format.
Okay.
But fascinating.
Sorry about that.
No, that's quite all right. I just.